Establishment media acknowledge Biden botched Omicron testing kit supply. By Wendell Hasebo on December 30, 2021. The establishment media on Thursday acknowledged the Biden administration has failed to supply adequate coronavirus testing kits during the Omicron crisis. While President Biden promised multiple times in 2021 that coronavirus testing kits would be widely available for those in need, the unrelenting Omicron chaos has caused the establishment media to admit Biden's response to the virus has been miscalculated, misjudged, and botched. An article early Thursday morning on the Washington Post's homepage slammed Biden for altered guidance and ambiguous research findings in an article titled Coronavirus Risk Calculations Get Harder as a Study Suggests Rapid Tests May Be Less Effective at Detecting Omicron. The altered guidance, ambiguous research findings and continuing unknowns about Omicron. And, perhaps most of all, the overwhelming desire after 2 years of a pandemic to return to normal life have left people once again in the predicament of making personal risk calculations that may be not terribly better than wild guesses. President Biden has promised to distribute 500 million rapid tests to the American public. WAPO continued, highlighting the highly in-demand but contractually unapproved test kits Biden advertised last week. In an article titled COVID-19 Rapid Test Shortages Seem Compounded by Slow Federal Action, The Wall Street Journal reported Biden has failed to deliver enough testing kits nearly 2 years since the federal government ramped up personal protective equipment. Nearly 2 years into the pandemic, people have struggled to find tests during the holiday season as infections surge again, fueled by the highly infectious Omicron variant, the journal wrote. The publication additionally suggested Biden's failure to prepare for a fresh coronavirus strain was due to bureaucratic red tape. The relatively strict review process is part of a broader failure by U.S. officials and manufacturers to make and distribute enough rapid tests to track the pandemic adequately, the journal analyzed. The New York Times reported the lack of testing capability in a piece entitled As At-Home Tests Surge, Doubts Rise About Accuracy of Public COVID Counts. The article primarily criticized Biden for a lack of at-home tests and the magnifying questions about how best to measure the spread of the virus. With the Omicron variant fueling a rapid surge in positive cases, states are finding that they can't keep up, the Times reported before noting the unavailability of at-home tests is wreaking havoc with the accuracy of official positivity rates and case counts. The establishment media's notice of Biden's failed response comes as the Los Angeles Times plastered on its Thursday's homepage, new coronavirus cases top 16,000 in LA County, among highest of pandemic. The article admitted Biden's response to the pandemic did not prevent last week's infection caseload from exceeding the all-time high surge of last winter. Nationwide average number of daily cases over the last week has climbed beyond 277,000, exceeding the peak of 160,000 during the summer Delta surge and the all-time high of 250,000 reported last winter, the article read. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has also ignored the demand for monoclonal antibody treatments. Biden paused the shipments of Regeneron and Eli Lilly treatments because of concerns about their effectiveness against the Omicron variant, Breitbart News reported. The pause in shipments has caused states such as Florida, Virginia, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Michigan to run dry of the potentially life-saving treatments. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.